college football becoming more and more important at this point as we get closer and closer to the college football playoffs. The new rankings were released last night. Here to talk about college football with us, senior writer from The Athletic, Nicole Auerbach, joins us here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. Good morning, Nicole. Thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
With the rankings out, I think two things people are reacting to with the new rankings. Obviously, that was Ohio State jumping over Alabama after their thrashing of Michigan State, and a non-Power 5 team finally cracking the top four in Cincinnati. What was your biggest takeaway from what we saw revealed last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think there wasn't much to be that upset about. I think they did the right thing in putting Cincinnati at the number four spot. Obviously they were sitting at five. They said they were rock solid a week ago, and then the third team in their rankings gets demolished. So it makes total sense. So I was glad to see that, even though obviously Cincinnati can still be jumped, they do deserve where they are in the context of this season. And then, you know, I felt like Ohio State, when you look at the resume and the way that they've been playing, they did deserve the spot above Alabama. And not to say that just, like, it should matter about recency bias, because Ohio State, you know, finally played a really, really complete game. We saw how dominant they can be. But also just that, like, when the committee, it does come into play, because the committee is trying to pick four teams that will give us three good games. And obviously we've seen a ton of blowouts in the semifinals, but they're not trying to do that. Like, they do want teams that are playing well at the end of the season. And Alabama has looked pretty shaky these last few games, even though they've won games. Plus, you know, some of this stuff is going to shake itself out. Like, Alabama is going to play Georgia next week in the SEC championship game. And, you know, we'll learn a lot more from there. So it doesn't really matter, but I do think what it signals, I think, is good, because, you know, Ohio State has had these opportunities down the stretch in the last few weeks to play, you know, good teams in the Big Ten that the committee has a lot of respect for. And the resume does look different. We just haven't seen them compared directly to Alabama because of the Oregon buffer. So I was good with that as well. So I think they did a good job at the top. You know, if they hadn't flipped Michigan to Michigan State for no reason, we probably would be feeling, like, pretty solid about them overall the last few weeks as a committee.
Nicole, I think you've done and you have been doing a great job covering college football, because you have a great amount of skepticism for the sport and what they do, and I love that, because I think it's right on the money. How confident are you that Cincinnati can stay there? Because to me, I watch Cincinnati. I've seen them play three times this year. They look legit. Now, can they win a playoff game? I don't know about that, but they look like they deserve to be in that conversation. Do you think that at the end of it all, they can stay where they're at?
I think so, because I think that the committee was really, really opposed to the idea of it. I don't know if they would have put them here, right? Like, what they could have done is you know, try to justify Michigan above Cincinnati or something this week, right? If they really, really didn't want to do it. But if they stay undefeated, and the committee has felt that right now, with the resume that they've had, which everyone has admitted, not the strongest, doesn't have a ton of Power 5 competition, but if they say right now that it's better than, you know, Michigan, and it's better than Notre Dame, who they beat, like, those are things that they're going to have to think about in 2 weeks, right? Or in a week, or however many days until the final ranking, because they're already saying it now with that resume. And, you know, one thing I thought that was interesting was, like, yeah, the win over Notre Dame, like, continues to get better and better. And we were like, yeah, we know. It's been a top 10 win all along, but right now it's a top 6 win. And so it's little things like that. And I think, again, the way that they played really well, we're really dominant against SMU. Like, this is why you talk about style points, because that stuff does matter to the committee, which is trying to, again, be like, can these guys hang? And, like, we all know, yes, they can. We've seen it. But, you know, that's what the committee is trying to decide. So I think, yes, I do think probably the biggest threat right now, you know, there's a couple different ways. One is if Alabama upsets Georgia, because they both would get in. So that would steal spots. But then I also think the Big 12 champion, and probably the most straightforward way to have the biggest threat would be Oklahoma State winning out, winning Bedlam, and then winning the Big 12 title game. They would be one loss Big 12 champ. They would have, you know, two top 10-ish wins in the last 2 weeks. They already have a win over Baylor. Like, that would be a really strong resume. Like, they're one of the few teams that has actually, like, a lot they could gain in the next 2 weeks and could get them in the mix. But I just think those are really the scenarios, because Ohio State and Michigan are going to play each other. You know, if Georgia wins handily over Alabama, you know, that should take care of that. And Notre Dame, they beat head-to-head. I cannot see an undefeated team not getting the spot over one lost team that they beat, right? So it's really the Big 12 race and Alabama that Cincinnati fans or fans of anyone in the sport that want to see them make it, that's who you've got to be worried about.
Nicole Auerbach from The Athletic, our guest here on the 72 Sold Sports Line. About Georgia, I think everybody who watches the sport would agree they're clear-cut number one. They've been dominant this year. But my question about Georgia, and it might come into play not this week against Georgia Tech, but in that SEC championship game, Nicole, is do they have enough quarterback slash offense to get it done? Stetson Bennett has done a nice job in filling in, but I kind of view him as a caretaker and relying on the defense. The scenario changes when you get into the playoffs. You got to score enough points. Do you think they can do that with Stetson Bennett at QB?
Well, I think they've made the decision that they were going to. You know, I think it was clear that they could have, you know, gone back to JT Daniels or, you know, made a choice. And, you know, it wasn't just a health-related issue. And I do think that they like what Stetson Bennett brings to the offense. Obviously, you know, he's done an incredible job with different receivers and guys have been hurt. He's used his legs and hasn't been afraid to. And that's been actually an important wrinkle to their offense. But that's really the big question, and this is where it's going to get interesting because they just really haven't played teams that have stressed the defense, and also, like, they haven't played any great defenses really since Clemson, you could argue, in the opening game. And now we know, you know, how good Clemson's defense was, but they didn't have an offensive touchdown that game. That was JT Daniels as well. But, like, we need to see them get stressed in both areas. And Alabama's a flawed team. This isn't like a vintage Nick Saban Alabama team, but great offense, great quarterback, great skill players. And so putting that pressure on the Georgia defense in a way we haven't seen this year. And then like a pretty solid defense, a bend but not break, you know, like that they can make some plays. It's, you know, we'll see. Like that'll be an interesting challenge for Stetson Bennett. So I think that game will determine, you know, I think the way everyone's been talking about Georgia is like the heavy favorites to win national championship. Like, well, we'll see in that SEC title game,
yeah,
you know, if that's true or if there are going to be teams that can put some stress. Like, if you did end up having a matchup with Ohio State's offense, like, is that a real problem for Georgia, right? Yeah. Like, we haven't really thought that way in a while, so I feel like we need Alabama as a measuring stick to see exactly what this team looks like when there's a little bit of pressure on them.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think there's a lot of pressure on them to be that team from Georgia that finally breaks through. So I was talking to somebody last night and he said, you know what they would love more than anything? They would love Michigan and Ohio State to play a classic and then for Alabama to beat Georgia and then to have that be the Final Four. Basically, a rematch with those big brands. So here's my question to you. How severe is the problem of rewarding brands over teams that deserve it, and how soon can we get that expanded playoff to solve this issue?
Well, it's a real problem, but I think, you know, we have only really seen it happen in a couple of cases. Like, I do think Alabama starting this season in the rankings at number two, even though they had a loss, you know, is an example of this. Ohio State and Alabama making it in years where they weren't champions, you know, is a reason of this. But it's almost really not that they're always getting the benefit of the doubt, but that it's always the same teams in general. And like there, a lot of these seasons, like they've absolutely earned it. And then there's been times where they do get the benefit of the doubt. So we just end up with the same few teams over and over and over again. And that's what's not great for the health of the sport. You know, in terms of timing, we'll know more. There's the December 1st meeting in Dallas with all the commissioners again. They really need to decide, probably at that meeting, but certainly by the end of this calendar year, if they can get to an agreement on the size and the format and take it to the presidents and get that approved, because if they can do it by the end of this year, you'll be able to implement it for the 2024 season.
Yeah.
And if they don't do it by the end of this year, it'll be 2026.
Yeah.
So again, this season was fun. There were a lot of upsets. We're still talking about a lot of the big bloods, the blue bloods at the end of the season. So I think ASAP is the goal. But you know, you need to get these things need to be unanimous. But yeah, 2024 would be the earliest that this could get fixed, and we could be talking about 25 teams this time of year, and people having lots of real chances to make this thing and lots of Cincinnati's, at least starting the season, believing there's a path.
Yeah. Nicole, thanks so much for the time and the insight. We really appreciate it. Happy holidays.